Chris Heidemann is a culinary arts teacher at Juno Douglas Yadaakahle High School. He got his first shot of the COVID-19 vaccine at the city's last vaccination clinic. Heidemann says before that, it was difficult having kids back in his classroom.
It was a constant stressor on top of, you know, the day-to-day stress of trying to design instruction for both remote and in-person students, to have to worry about, you know, not having the vaccination.
Superintendent Bridget Weiss says it took a lot of advocacy with the state's medical team to get all teachers on the eligibility tier for vaccination. The original tier was limited to educators 50 and up.
Many other states did not do that. Wherever they put educators in the tiered system, it was just all educators versus split by age. So we were a little surprised when that original announcement came out.
And so far, the numbers are encouraging. She says out of about 750 staff, 350 have been vaccinated at least once. About another 230 are planning to get vaccinated.
We certainly want as many to get vaccinated as are comfortable getting vaccinated. But at this point, it's just been helping facilitate the process so that they know how to get an appointment and all of those pieces.
Heidemann is still teaching a majority of his class remotely. He says with kids, it's especially challenging.
I mean, right now I'm assessing cooking via photographs that they send me from their home kitchens.
But there is an upside to teaching, at least for families.
I've had a ton of comment from parents that it's been awesome to have their kids at home cooking a meal and providing that to siblings and family, and then help cleaning up and working around the kitchen.
He says he's looking forward to the day he can do his job the way it's supposed to be done, in the kitchen with all his students, safely. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Peña.